4ULP, Kilo Oscar 4, Uniform Lima Papa, and monitoring.
KN4TFW.
Good evening, and how are you today?
Well, just ate supper and out here walking the dog now.
And what is your name again?
Kilo Echo November.
I have you somewhere in my log here, just not sure where.
Up in the first 20.
Certain I have you down here, Bees. I recognize the name.
See today.
Did at school and went to Walmart and, you know, played with my brother.
In school.
So, fractions and sharks.
Always did like math. Until it got really, really hard. Then I didn't like it so much.
Been a big fan of math, but, you know, you have to know it, so you have to do it then.
Comes in handy when you're a radio operator.
So far, you know, I haven't had to do much math yet, because, you know, I haven't really done anything, you know, just besides talking on VHF. I haven't really experimented around too much, but I would like to do more of that.
Always something new to learn or something to do or, you know, design some antennas or something.
And, you know, I am planning some time to build a directional antenna and see if I can get one of those built. And so, you know, I'll probably end up doing a few projects here and there and have to get my HF rig working, and then I can play around on there, too.
10 meters yet?
10-meter antenna and my HF rig that can do 10 meters, but the only problem is I could transmit, but I could not receive, so I'm going to have to leave someone, an operator, come over here this weekend or later this week, possibly, to see if we can get it figured out.
We get it figured out, because 10 meters is awesome when the band is open.
I'm really excited to try it, Jeff, and I would love to. It's just, you know, I'm not sure what it could be. I don't know if the, something's interfering with the antenna or something's wrong with the radio. I'm not sure.
Or anything on it?
Really, I'm not able to pick up anybody talking, nothing, and there's a one that I can pick up, which is just probably some interference from electrical cable.
Nobody is talking, because, you know, you have to wait and look at the, you know, some of the spotting networks and see when they're saying that 10 is open, and then when it's open, there should be somebody almost on every frequency.
What I did was I got on the phone with the operator that I got the radio from, and we went through it, and I was able to get it so I could transmit, but and he could hear me, but I couldn't receive, and we went to other frequencies where he was able to hear something, and I should have been able to hear something, and I wasn't able to hear anything.
The waves are really kind of funny. It's funny how it works out that way. I know, sometimes when me and another guy were doing parks on the air and seeing who can get to the guy first and break the pile up, and you can hear him call one of the person's calls, but you can't hear your buddy's. You know, you can't even hear his radio. KN4TFW.
KULP. Yeah, I've heard that, so, you know, it's, HF has been a little bit finicky, but, yeah, we tried different meters or different, maybe I think we went to the 80 meter band and we tried a few things there, and I should have been able to receive with my antenna, but they said nothing.
Guys, we're getting figured out this weekend, and maybe I can catch you on the HF frequencies.
We probably will if it's a simple fix, and also probably, I don't know if I have to do this, you know, before I jump on the HF frequencies, but I still need to ground my HF rig.
Yeah, been on HF in about a month, I guess, because I just hadn't been up to it. Hadn't been well earlier in January. I got COVID and been sick, and now working and that, and just trying to get back to normal now. I think I'm about there.
Glad you're recovering, and I would say maybe a few weeks ago, almost the whole family came down with Omicron, and I had the mildest symptoms. I never really ran a fever, just had a little bit of aches and was just tired, and other than that, you know, I was fine where everybody else was at some point running a fairly high fever.
It's too long, but it took me about a month to get on. Now, my wife, she had it pretty bad for about 6 or 7 days, and then it took her a month to get her strength back, but I think we're back up to par now.
I've heard that, you know, the side effects will remain with you for a while.
Fatigued out. Well, I'm glad your family's doing better now and didn't get anybody more serious than what it did.
Pretty much back to normal, you know.
Plans for the weekend other than working on your antenna?
Not really. I don't know if it would even happen this weekend because I know my dad is going to be fairly busy, so, you know, I don't know if we'd be able to get this weekend, but possibly maybe later in the week he'd be able to come over.
Unfortunately, I don't know too much about that. I just know the bare minimum. You probably know more about it than I do.
About HF at all. I'm still learning, and I barely even know how to work the rig here, so, you know, hopefully I just hung my antenna right, because that could be part of it, too.
Antenna?
Something like that, and it was hanged it, like, horizontally, you know, across the roof, kind of in the shape of a V, except one side is a little bit more slanted than the other.
Yes, I have. Are the two pieces directly across from each other?
I don't think so, because, as I said, you know, one is a little bit more, like, slanted down than the other, but it's not vertical, you know. I said I did hang it horizontally across the house on the roof.
I got a cable or a rope from, like, the top of the house to the top of a tree. I lower it down and hook the antenna onto it and hoist it up in the middle. And then I got the two wires go out each side, and I got it tied to my fence with another rope.
Pretty much on the side of the house piece, the, you know, the shack's on the upper story, so I kind of just put it onto, like the, I believe it's called, like, the faucet on the side of the house, screwed in a metal piece, like, hung the antenna on that, and then stretched both antennas and got it so it was, the antenna was on the rope and not touching the roof.
Work.
Yeah, it seems like it should, but, you know, I just, as I said, you know, there could be something interfering. I was talking to another operator. He said, you know, he had to move his antenna around before he could, you know, get it to work. And, as I said, it just could be something that went wrong with my HF.
As simple as a bad connection on a speaker on your radio.
The speaker is working because I can tune to a frequency and hear a whine. So I believe the speaker is in good condition, but, yeah, that just could be it. I'm sure my speaker is in good condition because I'm able to hitch it up to my 2-meter rig, and it works fine.
And it must be something, like you said, with the antenna.
Older radio, and so it might be when I moved it around, you know, when I was taking it over to the house from the other operator's house, it could have gotten jostled around and electrical connection came loose.
Those are good radios, and that you need to hang on to it. Don't let anybody talk you into getting rid of it.
I kind of like the look of the older radios, and you know, it seems like easier to work than the newer, because you know, you don't have to, you know, go through all the different modes. It just, you know, what's on the screen is all I got to worry about, or on the front panel, I should say, not screen.
A little bit newer radio, but it's still pretty basic and that, so I got a Yaesu 450D and that, but I really like it. It works good for me. KN4TFW.
ULP. Yeah, the only thing, you know, I wish my HF had was, you know, a waterfall display. You know, it seems like that would come very in handy, you know, seeing where the activity is on the HF band, but, you know, that's just a luxury that I can do without.
Oscilloscope. I'll have to leave it with you. Me and the pup made it back to the house. So I'm going to say 73. I enjoyed the conversation. Look forward to talking to you again, and I hope you have an awesome evening, and you get all your bugs and your HF worked out. KN4TFW, 73.
R3, have a good rest of your day. This is KO4ULB, and I'll be clear about monitoring.